This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. The Enclave Science Wing congratulates Project Grobear on a nomination for the Breakthrough Prize in Life Sciences. Your tardigrades are tardigrate.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Recording, this is Roger Regatta Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta. As per your explicit instructions, I have begun monitoring the personal messages of all active personnel. Please note my misgivings, as put on official record in the previous week's reporting, and the week before that. As your directive remains unchanged, my written report and several related audio messages have been attached. The dates include 2 weeks of the shutdown sequence, beginning on August 11th and ending August 24, 2098. Moonbase Theta, out. Private message, reply, Alessandre, just a minute. Alex, love, I'm glad to hear the garden is still blooming. I know it's always felt like more of your place, you and the unending lineup of deer, raccoons, the occasional marmoset sneaking in to raid the papaya tree. But I did love it there. Not just for you, but for you. For your hands, the thrust into the dirt, humming pop songs we didn't know I could hear, or having our churrasco there on weekends, keeping Cass and Paul out of the street by force of sheer will, or sitting to watch the evening deepen at the end of a day. It's a special place to me, and I miss it. I miss you. I promise, love, when I'm done here, no, I know I can't wait for that. I get what you've been saying. I'm not taking chances with this. I read the poem you mentioned. I like the final stanza better. Whatever view we hold, it must be shown why every lover has a wish to make some kind of otherness his own. Perhaps, in fact, we never are alone. I didn't know you applied for a base job. As much as I'm like, God, stay away from the consortium, there are things you'd have loved up here. Things I'd love to have shown you. You've been reaching over all this space for so long while I was looking at the stars too hard to even notice. It'd be nice to get to look at them together. Speaking of the stars, I hope they passed on my last report where I was working with Dr. Ray. The work was amazing in such unexpected ways. The wavelengths, the cascading data, and I've carved our initials right into the nebula. Don't you worry. Dr. Ray, though, I'm not sure if we're on a first-name basis yet. It's a particular sort of experience. So he tried to put me on the optical telescopes going in, like I wouldn't know how much that's a brush-off. But even when I insisted on a real assignment, he only spoke a few words before handing me over to the computer, and two of those were no chatting. Still not sure what that meant. I was just starting to really understand the feed, right down to the binary, when the week was over and I got the bum rush. Nice while it lasted, I guess. I definitely look at things a lot different when I go up to the surface, which I've done a few times lately. It's a good place to think. I'm glad you're still seeing your therapist, that I didn't ruin that with my... I'm glad you brought him up. Not that you've talked much about it, but I know I haven't asked. Anyway, there are people who specialize in couples, if that's better. Wilder said she knows someone who specializes in triads. Irrelevant, but interesting. Yeah, it's something we should pursue. I want to pursue it. I should get back to work here soon. Things are starting to pile up. There's all sorts of stuff to check off for the next supply rocket. I have to draft a response to all those very important queries from the entertainment wing. Why aren't our technologies professionals more interested in the Neko app that places a small cat at all times in your field of vision? Why isn't everyone jumping on that new Durian option in the olfactory? We've got all of 5 people left awake, but that's still enough for market research. And rights, always. Are we checking the rights? So yes, Agent Taper, be sure to send up those bootleg Sensorow tracks, and I'll sell them to the highest bidder. We'll see if that twerp from security is listening in now. He's always lurking in the hall whenever I step out of my cubicle. Anyway, I love you, Alex. I'll send another message as soon as I can, and if you figure out how to digitize chocolate and send it this way, I could make you a very rich man. Call it the WonkaVision experiment. Take care. I promise, Durst, I'm trying. Send message. Highest personal priority.
Recording Michel Langlois, mark for encryption at security level orange, code word storage at... What is it?
We're going to start cleaning the shutdown areas. They said I ought to come get you.
I have official reports to file. Reports, base security, you know.
It was Nessa asked where you were.
Nessa? Tell her I'll find her.
Find her? Well, she gave me a list of assignments and... Oh, never mind. I'll just leave them on your door.
Music up. Door double locked. Remove my location from base tracking. Take me off the radar. Ugh. Fucking body armor. Couldn't let me bring my own. There's a full kit stored on base. Not with my binder built in, assholes. Oh, shit, that's better. Olfactory track. Tea. Assam. Milk only. Add lemon zest. 0.5 strength. Add pain au chocolat. Increase chocolat. Freya, I missed that. Okay. Personal report continues. Code word encryption. It's week 6 on base theta. Replacing officers Dear Daniels and Hartman. At least that means I've got room to stretch out. They must have spent most of their time monitoring from here. I've got eyes and ears on every sector. Side note, cleaning crew observed removing contraband from sleep cubicle of Harold McVett. Mark for post-stasis disciplinary action. Replacing a 3-person team isn't great, said Anel Maldor, comes down to it, but the way things are headed on Earth, I'm not surprised. I hope they stuck them right on the wall with Sao Paulo. Managers, too. Brain-dead, intolerant douche rats. At least up here they went to stasis so I can run things the way that I want. I'm keeping an ear on the chatter around base. It doesn't sound like they've known much of what's really going on. We'll see how things shake out. They could all be in the mines before long. I'd love to see that comm lead do a real day's work. Broadcasting, this is Roger Bergardo Fisher, professional blowhard. I was looking at his file. I don't know why they'd let someone like him come back, even as a civilian. I'll do my best to keep his hands tied, just in case. Remove lemon zest, remove pain au chocolat, add cigarette smoke. Gauloise blonde, 0.25. I'm not sure about this Wilder either. I'm not against them, you know, like I could be a bigot. But they mess with your brain putting that shit into you. It creeps me out. So she's on my list. Better safe and blah blah. Side note, tag Wilder for proximity monitor alarm at 30 meters. Also, submit info request. How to disable cybernetic limbs. The scientist doesn't worry me. Z is definitely in a world of her own. There's some sort of glitch in the audio there. It keeps cutting out, but I get enough to know Z is in some sort of fairyland. Might have been inhaling that one experiment everybody was talking about. They did tell me coming up here to keep an eye on what Z was working on, but I can't read that shit. I'll send the files down when I have a chance. Then, there is Nessa Chong. Oh, Nessa. She has definitely been the high point of this assignment. I like a partner who knows what they want, but is still open to negotiation. After all, that is one of my special skills. And she has some skills of her own. She's one of a kind, believe me, quite inventive, but at the same time, just so smooth and easy to fall into. Like the picture you have in your head of how it should be, you know, like when you do it for yourself. So yeah, I'm gonna be after some more of that. What else have I got? Crap from rights management. They can handle that on their own. Report on stasis pods into the bin. That memo.
Dear Officer Langlois, you are to be commended on your work thus far. You have truly found your feet.
Yeah, now that I'm not in your face, you'll love me. Fuck you. Delete, delete, delete. I should go work out. Where'd I put my kit? Strapping down and suiting up. Michel Langlois, badass on patrol. Olfactory off. Personal report. Wait. Show me the location of Nessa Chong. Good. Personal report out. Encrypting file.
Shut down! Shut down! Shut down already! Power level to zero. God damn it! Well, that is a no on converting the AC to pump out Rescue Remedy at particularly tense moments. Wasted up all my spare vacuum hose too. Got to tell Nessa, that will not blend. Oh, what now? Dear Miss Wilder, got to train Zier off that mizz-nonsense. The recent sewage mishap has caused some spattering across the optical telescopes. Ick. Double ick. Ugh. While I know you have many critical... whatever, buddy. Sure, I'll add it to all my other glory jobs. Computer, update task list, and display... That's my last big red. Don't suppose I can talk them into more. No care packages sent during the shutdown sequence. Like they won't have room, but that's none of my business. Anywho, my task list for the day. Damn it. Back to the surface to clean up the... to clean Ashwini's lenses. Got to be able to get that flare just right. Damn it! 1 minute here. Damn it! Got to start taking those tanks up to the surface for the supply rocket. Good thing it's running late, because, so are we. Plus, I gotta show Michelle... damn it! My driving license or some shit like that before he'll authorize the rover. Oh, God damn it! Thank you. Took the rest of a good can of pop, though. Well, after that, I got to get back to cleaning out the personal areas. I saw what they look like after Roger and them finished. I'll have to go through things all over again. At least they found the hedgehog. They wouldn't tell me who was keeping it, though. Had to be either Dr. Ringling or Dr. Day. They're gonna find some notes left in their records, though. Let me tell you. I gotta get back to shutting down their experiments, too. The whole bunch. From boosted response to spinal keratin of the terrestrial terrestrial E-word that means hedgehog. That's all I know. And that's where you belong, little fella. To psychoactive intellection within an extreme environment, and I'm tempted to just leave my mask off for that one. I made a deal, though, about the tardigrades. Nessa took a shine to them, and I can't say no to her. Don't know of anyone who can. So, we'll keep that experiment a bit longer. Growth ratios and biological reaction to extended anhydrobiosis due to radiation. I like saying the full names like that. It reminds people that I'm not just a pretty face. And an arm that nobody can take their eyes off of. That's right, darling. You know you're gorgeous. Crush that pop can there for me. That's what I'm talking about. Honey Badger ain't got nothing on us. We don't care. Now, hang on, I'm forgetting a thing. What is it? Not the mining stuff. That's all sorted out. Not that insulator coil. Stasis pods. The piece of shit stasis pod lights that I can't diagnose, and they won't give us the manuals, and I am so tired of banging my head against that it's not even funny. Actually, banging my head on them is the one thing that I haven't tried. Might be worth a shot. Headbutt to the auxiliary control panel. Bam! Oh, man. I don't know why that's so funny. Maybe I got a whiff of Operation Pixie earlier after all. Well, back to it, I guess. This place won't keep itself running. Not for a few weeks, anyway. And not even then, unless I get a bunch of stuff put in its proper place. Personal reminder, I gotta record a message to Jen and Thea later so that it's ready for the next broadcast date. Maybe read a story for the kids if I can find that copy of Mission to Space I squirreled away for just such. So yeah, I should go. Bye for now, computer. You can stop recording.
Thanks for listening. This episode featured Lehman Kessler as Roger, Cass McPhee as Michelle, and Tina Daniels as Wilder. The episode was written and edited by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost color girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're gonna get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season two. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.